The 2023 legislative session in Frankfurt sees bills advancing on juvenile justice, gender transition services, and impaired driving. Meanwhile, the calendar itself is moving, with only 10 days left. The Kentucky Senate added a new member to the ranks, Cassie Chambers Armstrong, a Democrat from Louisville. She fills the vacant seat of Morgan McGarvey, who is now a U.S. representative in Washington. The House began the week passing legislation on Kentucky's troubled juvenile justice system. House Bill 3 seeks to reopen the Jefferson County Youth Detention Center and improve options for mental health care. Among many other changes, the bill would increase staffing, pay, training, and provide better segregation of violent offenders. On Thursday, the House advanced House Bill 470, which would create broad prohibitions against gender transition for anyone under 18. Much contention was heard in the House chambers between supporters and critics of the bill. And on gaming issues, lawmakers worked into the evening on Thursday to pass a much-watched House Bill 594 on gray machines, also called games of skill, out of committee. However, the bill was tabled in the House on Friday. Lawmakers took a bite out of animal abuse with House Bill 103. It would increase the penalty for torturing a dog or a cat from a Class A misdemeanor on the first offense to a Class D felony. The bill passed out of the House Judiciary on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in the Senate Judiciary, using tracking tags to help find your car keys and luggage is commonplace, but Senate Bill 199 would outlaw their use to track motor vehicles without the consent of the owner. The committee also passed Senate Bill 268, also known as Melanie's Law, that would allow courts to order child support for children whose parents are killed or permanently disabled by an intoxicated driver. The Kentucky General Assembly has but 10 days left, with the most prominent bills still hanging in the balance. That amounts to long days ahead as lawmakers seek consensus on some of the year's biggest issues. State lawmakers gavel in again on Tuesday, March 7th, for day 21 of the 30-day session. At the state capitol, I'm Charles Baglin.